Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Legendary Frogcast. I am your host, Joseph Blanchette, a.k.a. Legendary Frog, and there are a whole bunch of people with me. So going down the list, there is Dustin Watts.
Ahoy hoy.
Kevin Brown.
Porkin standing by.
Randy Keepers.
Yo!
And a special guest, Richard Farrow.
Hello, what's up?
Farrow. Hey. I was actually a guest on his podcast last week, and I said he could be a guest host this week, so here he is.
Now, if I sound a little bit weird
this episode, we're probably going to be talking over each other a lot, so I apologize in advance. And I also apologize for my sound quality, because my microphone headset was acting a little weird, so I'm using my built-in iMac speakers. For the foreseeable future until I get some USB ones. So that is that. Alright. So today we're going to have two topics, actually. We'll talk about E3, which took place over the past few days. And in the second half, we're going to talk Pixar and their newest movie, Up, which you might have some different people for.
Yay!
But first... if anyone's been playing anything interesting, let's talk about that.
This makes me happy. All right.
Well, then you go first.
Well, I'm excited because I want to go first because I'm a big baby. No, actually. Thank you. Anyway, so I just recently started playing Phantasy Star Portable for the PSP. And I will say that it is incredibly awesome. I really, really like it. Like, it's a lot like playing Phantasy Star Online, but it's a billion times better. Your character doesn't feel like he's, you know, wearing a whole bunch of, you know, cement bricks all over his body, so he moves, like, you know, 2 miles per hour, and he swings his sword like, you know, he's pretending to hit someone. And in this one, it's just much better, in my personal opinion. And I've not been able to try the multiplayer yet, but if it's anything like playing the older Phantasy Star, then it's got to be... Or Phantasy Star Online, I'm sorry. Playing Phantasy Star Online. Playing it with friends, you know, playing the original one was a lot of fun, and this one is just infinitely more fun looking to play with friends. So I'm going to round up a couple of my friends.
Important question. Get them.
What?
Can I cast Rafoe at Dero Lee in the sewers?
So is this a
probably not?
So is this a portable version of Phantasy Star Online, or is it like an old Phantasy Star game, which is like an RPG?
It's more like Universe. Like the art style is a lot more like Phantasy Star Universe than Phantasy Star Online.
Because I know they're making a Phantasy Star Zero for the DS, which I think I heard
about that.
Which is more like a classic RPG.
Yeah, no. It's got the art style Universe, and it's just got a lot of the fun stuff that I liked from the Phantasy Star Online. Yeah. I can never pay attention to the older Phantasy Star games, the actual Phantasy Star ones, but then when I played Phantasy Star Online, I'm like, oh, this is the best game ever, considering it was one of three games I owned on the Sega Dreamcast for the longest time.
Oh, yes, the Dreamcast.
What were your other three? What were your other two games? This is an important. You got to answer correctly.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and Sonic Adventure.
Those are acceptable. Acceptable.
Another acceptable answer would have been Soul Calibur.
Another acceptable answer would have been Choo Choo Rocket, because Mouse Mania is when it's good stuff.
Anyway, enough of what I've been playing. I'm interested to hear what everyone else has been playing.
I'll do it.
Dustin, have you been playing anything?
Well, I've actually been playing... Well, I wouldn't... Well, using the term playing very loosely here. I've actually been playing a visual novel. Sort of a... Okay, now this is a... It's exactly what it sounds like. It's basically a game where it's just text, music, and a still picture background. And you read the story... And you read. That's all it is.
Zork?
It's
is it Zork?
No.
Is it a visual novel?
Yes. Y'all may have heard of it. Y'all may have not. Y'all may have heard of the anime version that was made out of it, but probably
Lucky Star?
Haruhi.
Fate Stay Night.
Gurren Lagann.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
All that build up and no reward.
And nobody cares.
Let me tell you the premise. A basic premise. You're this just this guy, you get dragged into this war over for the Holy Grail, if you will.
Is the Holy Grail a 4-year-old girl?
Yes.
No.
Is the Holy Grail made of wood?
I can't go into any more details about the Grail itself without spoiling the story, which the game is, that's all the game is the story, and spoiling it would be.
Does the guy drink out of the wrong cup and then turn to a skeleton?
Is Sean Connery?
No. Okay, you play this, you're this kid, well, the story is from this perspective of this kid, and there's these, what they're called, servants, and they're basically like ancient heroes from summoned to new times. So you've got like King Arthur versus like Hercules and like,
so it's a metaphor about puberty, basically, right?
Puberty and masculinity
and four, and
I don't
forceps.
Know
and forceps,
that sounds biceps. Interesting
and biceps.
Okay, I suck at explaining things, but seriously, this game is worth checking out.
And it took 12 episodes, but Dustin finally realized he cannot describe things.
Yay.
My name's the dog, Indiana.
You're a jerk. Anyway.
He is. I keep... people think he's like the nicest guy ever, but he's a jerk, and no one knows it.
Actually, he's a jerk to you and sometimes to me, but usually he's pretty nice.
If he's not just not talking to you,
Joey's a broken.
He's very nice.
This is going in the wrong direction. I don't like it anymore.
All right, hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich. What have you been playing?
Okay.
On the Vidger games.
Well, if you like, the only system I actually have is the Wii. And yeah, I know. It's a sad story. It's a sob story. We can cry about it later.
Have you played Rune Factory Frontier?
No, I have not.
How about
that's
that
a good
Wii
game.
Sports?
Oh, I have played Wii Sports. It is fun. I do enjoy.
Oh, it's
about,
a great game.
I enjoy the bowling.
How about the Mii Channel?
Yeah.
Play that.
My favorite thing about the Wii Sports is the thing where you have to bowl and you have to end up like bowling like with a, like 120 pins or something. It's that's fun. But the game that I've been playing recently has been Call of Duty World at War, and it's interesting. I was actually talking about it on my podcast, but it was.
On the Wii? You're playing the Wii version?
Yeah, the Wii version. I'll tell you, I played the Xbox 360 version, and I played the Wii version. Now, I would say that if I were to rate them, I would give the Wii version a 3 out of 5, and I would give the Xbox 360 version a maybe 4.5 out of 5, because, I don't know, just the graphics on the Wii aren't really that good, so it's not really good for playing one of those games that kind of needs really good graphics to enjoy the game, and also... There's no Nazi zombies on the Wii version, which kind of disappointed me. I was really looking forward to the Nazi zombies part, and as soon as I finished the game, I was like, where are the zombies?
I have a question real quick, Rich.
Yeah?
So when you kill a guy, do flowers and rainbows fly out of his like gaping wounds or something? Considering it's on the Wii and it's all kid-friendly and
as a matter
stuff?
Of fact, they do. No.
That is the single most awesome game ever now. I must invest in a Wii solely to play this game.
Yes. No, but there's some cool guns and stuff. Like, you have the flamethrower, which I actually did enjoy using on people.
What does it do?
Flamethrowers are always
yeah.
fun.
What does a flamethrower
well,
do?
I don't know. It uses fire?
It turns people... It cooks people alive.
It
How?
Throws flames.
Oh, okay. Hence the name flamethrower. I just thought it'd be, like, one of those ironic names, like, you know, you never know. Like, you know, a fat guy named Slim, and...
Fluffy the... A little chihuahua named Fluffy the Terrible?
No. Because chihuahuas can be fluffy and terrible. But if you call them, like, Big Macs, then, you know, that's where the irony comes in.
Ah, interesting.
Anyway, we're getting off subject.
Yeah.
We should probably move on.
Yeah, but it was a fun game, so... Yeah.
Joey, you been playing anything?
Not Really, I've been doing Flash stuff during...
Have you been plundering the depths of Ulduar?
Yeah, not that much the past couple weeks.
Has the Flash been Star Trek related, Joey? Nudge, nudge?
No, it's been Resident Evil.
Okay.
Resident Evil.
Yeah. Been doing art for the Resident Evil collaboration and stuff like that. And other stuff, which I'll probably go into during our E3 discussion.
I've been playing games.
So, what have you been playing, Rayla?
I've been playing Infamous for PlayStation 3. That's a good game. Highly recommended. And Pokemon Platinum. That's a good game. Highly recommended. So, let's start talking about the Electronic 3.
The Electronic Entertainment Expo.
And this is kind of like the return to the old E3 because it was actually big this year, right?
And yep. It had booth babes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on X-Play. Yep. It was actually kind of funny. They had a Ghostbusters girl there. It's interesting.
That's two of my fantasies and one delicious sandwich.
Oh, my God.
So I made a list of some of my, like, stuff that really excited me about E3.
All right. Are we going to go in chronological order, starting with Microsoft?
Well, I think before that is actually just something I'm personally excited about, which is new episodic Monkey Island games by Telltale.
I didn't play Monkey Island. Like, how is it? That was one I didn't get to.
Well, if you played any of them, you know, you'd know that Guybrush Threepwood was, like, a total awesome badass.
Yeah, it's like Monkey Island was one of the, like, forefathers of a adventure game. Adventure gaming, along with like Sam and Max and all that stuff, and
let's see here, the first three games that LucasArts came out with.
Well, it was like Loom, Adventure Island, and Zack McCracken, Maniac Mansion, something like that.
Yeah, it was Maniac Mansion, then Zack McCracken, then there was an Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade game, and then there was, and then there was Monkey Island. It was the indie game after Monkey Island.
Are you
Island.
Sure it's last
it's kind of confusing about that
I
area.
I heard it's called Staff of Kings.
No,
oh, there's also
a new one. The Indiana Jones game, it was Secret of Atlantis.
But there was Secret also a Last Crusade game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was a Last Crusade adventure game.
Different. My bad.
And they're also remaking the original Monkey Island in HD graphics and all that with full voice. I saw some movies of it, and I thought it was like 3D graphics, but they basically upscaled the art and like redid the art, so it's all hand drawn. So I'm not sure if I'm going to get that, but it's good nonetheless. So Microsoft.
Okay, Microsoft. I'm going to actually say I missed the Microsoft conference live due to my cable. You see, I have G4 actually, and apparently that day my cable had decided that G4 wasn't going to be watchable. Hmm.
One interesting thing about the Microsoft one was they said right off the bat that they're not going to show charts and sales numbers and stuff, but they're just talking about the games that they're showing. So like we didn't hear about how much the Xbox is sold or / broke down in the past year.
They pretty much stuck to that because I mean that's all they showed were games and like stuff they were bringing to Xbox Live. That's it. And the thing that actually got me excited was that thing there at the very end of the Project Natal with the full body motion capture.
I was kind of disappointed with Microsoft actually, like. Like, really, really, like, the biggest thing that I came away from Microsoft that I was like, thumbs up, was Splinter Cell Conviction, which I thought looked really good.
That was good.
Epic's downloadable game that's basically Metroid. Like, that game,
It's based off a property that originally was supposed to be a video game, but they decided to have a book written first, and the person who wrote that book was Orson Scott Card.
Yep. Actually, when I saw...
It's called Ender's Game.
Yeah. When I...
It's the Empire series, if anyone's curious.
Yep. No, when I... when I saw the Microsoft conference, compared to all the other ones, I thought that was the one that I thought had the games that I was most interested in, because it had Modern Warfare 2, which looked very good, and it had the
Modern Warfare 2. I was lukewarm on. I liked Modern Warfare. That was a good game. I enjoyed it. The Modern Warfare 2 just looked like more Modern Warfare, which isn't bad. But it's just it's just more the same.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing I have to mention at the... did anyone else think that intro to the Beatles Rock Band was the most awesome thing you'd ever seen?
Nope.
Aw.
I was very lukewarm on Rock Band Beatles, because I really don't like plastic instrument games.
Well, Joey and I can't really talk any crap on that game, because we happen to be friends with one of the testers who would tear our heads off if we said anything bad about her employer, so...
As far as Harmonix is
concerned, then I'm not going to say anything about it.
Please don't.
Yeah.
What don't you like about, Rock Band, Relith?
I don't like that it's basic. Well, it's just my friends, we really don't like the plastic instrument games. That's not a game that we all like to get around and play fake instruments and sing. That's just never gone, been popular with me or appealing. And it seems like that Rock Band Beatles is just, reskinned Rock Band, but with, the Beatles songs in it. I would think you could just release a downloadable pack that just says, check it out, every Beatles song for, Rock Band.
Wait, does it have...
I'm sure there was tons of licensing issues and all that stuff with this. If you're doing Beatle games, we want a game called the Beatles Rock Band, and you have to have all new instruments.
Well, I understand that, but I can want things. That's how it goes.
That's fair enough.
That's how the game is played.
Fair enough. Yeah, I wasn't really excited about the Microsoft press conference, just because the type of big games that they announced, it doesn't really interest me that much, because they announced a new Halo game by Bungie, which actually surprised me, but I'm not really
that looked good. I'm not excited for that.
That looked good.
What, Recon?
Yeah, that...
No,
it's interesting.
Reach.
It's like a cool new take on
Halo Reach.
So...
No, it's Halo 3 ODST.
No, Halo Reach.
Halo Reach.
He was talking about Reach.
That's the one. Yeah, Reach.
So they're
based
on
the book.
Yeah.
The book is good.
Mm-hmm. My friend who's a big Halo fan was like, "Oh my god, they're doing Reach," but that doesn't really excite me that much. And they had Metal Gear Rising.
Metal Gear
spinoff.
Yeah, it's Metal Gear Rising, Lightning Bolt Action.
And it takes place in Costa Rica.
Lightning Bolt Action.
No, that's Metal Gear
Peacemaker.
Forebears.
Oh, Peace
Walkers.
I'm just off on
my
video.
Yeah, with two snakes, one box. We'll get to that.
Which is for the PSP.
Oh yeah, my bad.
And that is not related to Metal Gear Solid Arcade, which is an arcade game. There's just too much.
We'll
too
get
much
to
Metal
that
Gear.
Too. All right,
Metal Gear.
Do we have anything else to say about Microsoft?
I was actually going to say that new Star Wars Old Republic thing looks pretty awesome.
Shh, we're not there
too
yet.
Damn bad. It's going to be an MMO.
Yeah,
I'm hopeful for it.
Okay. Did anyone else wonder why the hell Steven Spielberg was there?
Because they're going to do Boom Blocks for the Project Natal. They're just going to port it over for that. That seems
I'm actually kind of excited about that Project Natal. It actually looks interesting. And it was the first time Peter Molyneux showed something and he didn't overly shoot off his mouth.
You know why? Because every time he opens his mouth, a huge, huge freaking stream of crap comes out of it. And then when he finally delivers
Fable
it...
Fable is good.
Yeah, hold on. Listen. Hear me out. He'd say that it can do this and this and this and that and this and this and that and this and that and that and that and this. And then what he gives you is half of what he said it could do. And that bugs me about Peter Molyneux is because, like, when I was reading stuff about Fable 1 before it even came out, it was all talking about how hugely immersive that this choice system is when you have one of two endings you can possibly get.
It talked, the Fable 1 previews talked about that if you dilly-dallied too long, they would imprison you, kill your family to make you go on the main quest, but that didn't happen.
And that didn't happen.
I don't think that Young Boys, the simulator, seems like a very good game. Like, when I think video games, talking with like a 10-year-old nubile young boy, that's not up my alley.
And then, like, even still, like, you know, it talked about how the characters would, like, give your character a nickname based on his appearance. Like, say, for example...
We gotta drop the Fable. We gotta move on. Time is important.
That's all I'm saying.
Is important. Let's go to Nintendo, the big N.
Let's talk briefly about the Old Republic. I'm really looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. Looks awesome, and it's just
if they can pull it off.
Because I've never
the trailer was fantastic.
Have you heard how much voice acting they put in this?
A lot, but BioWare can do it. Like BioWare, that trailer they showed no gameplay. Like, nothing of what the game would play like. But the important thing about it is that BioWare knows what makes Star Wars Star Wars. And that is super important if you're going to be making a Star Wars massively multiplayer game. Like, they know the good parts of Star Wars.
Well, you have to remember for The Force Unleashed, what they did was they had that awesome trailer to get everybody interested, like with Darth Vader pulling down that Star Destroyer, and it was really awesome and everything. And we're like, oh my gosh, I want to play that game.
Don't you mean Starkiller? Darth Vader's secret apprentice?
I know, but still, you see that?
This takes place.
Yeah, I know.
Several years before the Battle of Yavin.
No, but...
Let's not get into Force Unleashed,
shall we? Yeah, I know, but
what I'm saying is... I give it thumbs up.
Like, the point is that whole thing with the trailer, that's made people excited, but then... So, let's just hope that it's not the same like that. Like with Old Republic, like you see this awesome trailer. Let's hope that it lives up to that expectations, like it didn't do with The Force Unleashed. Because to be honest, I thought that The Force Unleashed was kind of disappointing.
Well, if they can make a RPG that's like Mass Effect and a KOTOR, but integrate online aspects on it, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, like BioWare, they can do Star Wars. They've done Star Wars very good, and
if.
Mass Effect was also extremely good.
BioWare has done pretty much good with any license they've ever had. They've even made a good Sonic RPG. I want you to ponder that for a second.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in their Sonic game. I haven't played it. It's on my list. All right, so what about Nintendo?
The Ubisoft conference was there, but I don't think really much anything was there. There was no Beyond Good and Evil 2, which disappointed me.
They have two games that I'd like to play. Splinter Cell Conviction, which looks basically like they watched 24 and say, let's do this. And they have Assassin's Creed 2, which looks like I hope they give us more missions, because that was the fatal flaw of Assassin's Creed 1, was like you had four different mission types. And that's about it.
I got bored of Assassin's Creed more quickly than I should have. Like, I just realized... Oh, this is the entire game, and I just didn't really feel like playing anymore.
Well, I think the mission variety was the biggest problem.
There's more to the game. You can go around and you can stab people without them noticing. And you can just do that for a long time.
But, like, I liked Assassin's Creed. I liked how I think the problem was it's just, like, you had four different side missions to do. It was, like, pickpocket, steal a guy, or jump around. I mean, it wasn't like, if they... All they have to do is give me, like... I don't know... more interesting side missions, because all the assassination missions were very good. Like, that I had no problem with, but the stuff leading up to that was lacking. And if they just fix that, you got a fantastic
game. I just hope that they add, like, if they keep the whole, like, big scale thing, like, where you can go to anything in the city, and it would be also cool if they added some more other cities that we haven't seen yet, so.
That's what they're doing. Oh. It takes place in Italy.
Oh, well, I haven't actually seen the trailer, so that's
during
my bad.
Renaissance.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, whole man. New character.
Yeah, it's Ezio. And Zio.
Oh, you're not.
Zio.
He has two stabby blades.
You're not the same
like
guy.
You walk up to two dudes and go, yeah. You play as Desmond. He's the same guy, but you're doing a different ancestor.
Oh.
Like, you're doing Ezio. He's in, Renaissance Italy, and he has two stabby blades. Like, he can walk up to two dudes and go kabam, like, right in the throat. Oh, it looks
Leonardo
awesome.
Da Vinci is, like, your Q, and you go to him to get, like, gadgets and stuff.
Cool.
Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's talk about Nintendo.
Yeah,
I have important things to talk about Nintendo.
They opened up with New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which is a horrible title.
Yeah, but it builds off their brandscape, Joey. They're growing the brandscape for their evergreen titles.
It kind of...
Though, admit the game itself looks interesting.
I don't know.
Kind of.
It's fun.
It kind of looks busy. Like, the screen, when you see the stuff that's going on, it just looks too busy. Like, you see, like, there's these four people playing in this, and I've played games like that before where there's four people that need to be coordinated, and it's really hard, and I just don't think it's gonna do as well as other ones like that were two player.
The game looks great. I will not play this because I tried playing Four Swords with my friends and they're assholes. And I mean, you can't like you have to have a friend group that will actually cooperate and get to the end of the level instead of guys, we need to hit the arrow. Someone needs to shoot the switch with the arrow. But that won't happen because people are grabbing each other and throwing each other into pits and then dying. I mean, like, you have to have a group going for that. But that game does look good. I'm just not going to play it.
I was more excited about Super
Golden
Mario
Sunday,
Galaxy.
Yes!
Super Mario Galaxy 2?
Yeah, that looks awesome.
That looks fantastic.
Yeah. No,
thumbs up.
No.
Definitely.
Golden Sun DS is what I wanted. Okay, Dustin, do you think they're going to remake Golden Sun 1, or you think they're going to start a new, like, chronology? Because I think they're just going to do, like, a whole new thing. Like, I don't think it's going to be connected at all to Golden Sun 1 or 2, mainly because those are GBA games.
Did the original Golden Sun games conclude? Like, did Part 2 actually have an ending and not a cliffhanger?
I think it did.
Kind of.
Memory serves.
Kind of.
Well, they left a sequel hook in, but I think they could do a continuation, but I don't know if they would.
They should go the Final Fantasy route and be like, this is the same style of game, but it's not the same story or world.
Maybe. It's like, maybe they'll do like a whole new cast of characters or whatever, but it's just like hundreds of years in the future, and it just kind of relates to the first adventure or whatever.
Yeah,
that could work.
That would be better.
But
we'll
still.
See. I'm excited
Golden
for that.
Golden Sun DS!
Yeah, I love the first... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the DS kind of had a slim showing for me. Like, Golden Sun was great, but that's really the only game I saw there that I was interested in. I mean, I know some of us on the podcast really want to play Woman's Murder Club and the fashion designer game, but, like, it's really, like, Golden Sun, and that's it.
Mario and Luigi 3.
I'm not excited. Mario Luigi Partners in Time was awful, and I hated that game.
All right.
It was all right.
Is everybody ready for my disposition on Nintendo yet?
Oh, no.
Wait, wait, wait.
The biggest announcement of all. The Wii Vitality Sensor.
Oh, yeah.
I thought,
that's
no,
going to be great.
Oh, yeah. No. What? No, the big announcement would be Team Ninja doing a Metroid game.
Oh.
I'm sold.
That looked very interesting. And
it's gonna
Penny
be
Arcade had the perfect comic for this.
And
it's going to be Ninja Gaiden just reskinned with Samus, and that is 100% okay because I love Ninja Gaiden. That game is.
Did you see?
And it's for the
Have
Wii.
You seen the Penny Arcade comic?
Yeah.
It's like the first panel's them bashing the conference. The second conference is them announcing Metroid, and then the third conference is just pure. The third panel is just nothing but pure glee.
Although I didn't think that
drawn
this year's
form.
Conference was as bad as last year's. I mean, like, they actually had games this year. Like, there's a lot. There's about a. There's. There, they had good games. It wasn't like, here's Wii Music. That was their last one. I mean.
Oh, I'm gonna admit, Red Steel 2 actually looked interesting.
Oh, yeah. If you want another freaking tech demo for the Wii.
Well, it maybe could do. I don't know.
It
Wii
maybe
Sports
could
Resort,
do.
I might buy.
I'm not so much a Nintendo fan very much anymore.
Well, no, like, you gotta, like, Nintendo is always one step away from greatness. You have to understand that they will never do the correct thing. They will almost do the correct thing every time. And you have to live with the constant disappointment they're giving you. But
unless it's Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, that's fine. More of that is good.
What about Brawl?
Brawl was disappointing. The single player was complete butt. Multiplayer was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is what annoys me about Nintendo's products coming out so far, is none of the third-party companies are making any good games at all. It's like Nintendo is the only group of dudes who knows how to get their motion tracking crap to work, who knows how to get everything to work right on their system. So, like, they have this gigantic tome that they're not afraid, or that they're afraid to give someone else, that the off chance that someone else might actually make a good game that's not a gimmick or a tech demo on the Nintendo Wii. And that's why I am so religiously against the Nintendo Wii, is because
Metroid Another M. Nothing. I think that's going to be a big thing. It's like a really third party developer doing a Metroid game.
Well, they're still getting endorsement from Nintendo, so Nintendo's going to be like, oh, by the way, so here's the coding to make this not control like dick.
No, it's not that. It's just that the companies, like, hardcore games that are not Nintendo fail on the Wii because the audience is not there. Like, that's just how it is. Like, the people, like, Nintendo games are Nintendo games. They have that level of quality to them. Everyone else, like, they're not going to put it. Like, if they're going to make, if they have a choice between putting Dead Space, like, if a game like Dead Space on the 360 or the Wii, they'll put it on the 360 because the greater audience for that, like, the 360 PS3 will buy that game. The Wii audience is primarily, like, families and basically, like, families and people that watch Oprah. Like, that's their audience.
That's, I mean, seriously...
And yet they're making a Dead Space for the Wii. And then, of course, there's the conduit.
Well, here's
the conduit looks terrible.
Here's my point, is they can make a good game on the Wii. Or they can make games that are family-friendly and awesome, okay? It's wonderful that they, you know, come out with Super Mario Galaxy and everything like that. But does every other single, like, every game that comes out on the Wii that isn't made by Nintendo or has some affiliation with one of Nintendo's franchises, do all games that aren't under that umbrella have to suck so horribly?
Yep,
like,
because
Carnival
they
games?
Can fart out Carnival. Yeah, they can fart out a game like Carnival Games, and it will sell gangbusters, and that's all they have to do.
And
it's
ridiculous.
It's the audience. The audience does not demand quality.
So here's my shout out then. Here's my shout out to the world then. Stop playing crappy Wii games. Stop buying them, please, so that these guys can pull their heads out of their self-righteous asses and actually make good games. Sorry.
That won't happen, because I can make a Hannah Montana cooking game and sell over 1 billion copies.
We're going to be coming back to Hannah Montana and just...
Yeah, Hannah Montana, game of the show.
Like
Too
hell
good.
We are.
Two quick things.
On before I, like, nerd rage my way out of this podcast with such rage that...
Okay,
Two things. One, I have to mention Resident Evil Deadside Chronicles because it's going to have Code Veronica in there, and that's cool.
Alfred Ashford.
Yep.
Confirmed.
And also, halfway through the Nintendo conference, I passed a kidney stone, and that really hurt. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joey.
Yeah. I was talking to him at the time.
I thought as soon as you'd mentioned Alfred Ashford, you were going to go into the Alfred Ashford voice.
No, not on my own podcast. I am.
Yeah, this is a classy establishment. This is... We are tea-drinking, monocle-wearing balls of class. So let's talk about Hannah Montana for the PSP.
Like hell we are.
Hannah Montana with
the
PSP.
Game of the show.
Game of the show.
I think Sony won it. I mean,
let's talk about how...
The screen, the applause were deafening.
Let's talk about how they're making a Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah,
online.
That cool. Came out of nowhere.
No!
I have hopes for that game.
No!
I hear that it's going to be more like Phantasy Star Online. Like, I hear that it's going to be like real-time combat.
Okay, then I'll give it a chance.
No, well, that sounds cool, but how about the fact that it's called Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah.
That
online.
I think it's interesting how they released both a 13 and a 14 trailer at the same conference.
Well, they did that with a a 10 and 11, I think.
No, I just kind of.
But
yeah.
It's just so weird to me that they called the sequel to Final Fantasy 11 Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, because it gets more press that way. Like, if it was 11-2 and you had dress spheres, no one would care about. Well, I would care about it because Final Fantasy X-2 is awesome. But regular people would not care about getting in dresses and fighting and being a teen girl squad.
Because now, regular people are morons.
Now, I didn't read much about the Sony press conference, so
I watched
what interesting stuff happened there?
Sony had a lot of good games, but a lot of boring parts in it. Like, they led off with Uncharted 2. Uncharted is from the makers of Jak and Daxter, and it's basically kind of like Tomb Raider meets Gears of War, but with the smarmy dude, and it works, and the game looks good. And they showed MAG, Massive Action Game, and that's kind of meh. And then they talked a lot about the PSP. Noteworthy examples are Hannah Montana and the PSP Go. I'm not really interested because I didn't have a PSP, so I kind of tuned out during that part. And
did
then
they
showed.
Anything
of... Oh,
did
yeah,
they
showed...
mention anything about a Jak and Daxter PSP or the Lost Frontier?
No, other than that, it's out. It was demo. Like it was, you could play it at the show floor. Apparently,
okay.
Wait,
I'll have to find something about that.
Which video game company is releasing that one game called Brutal Legend with Jack Black voicing the character?
Double Fine and EA.
That looks funny.
Yeah, that game. Yeah,
and Activision is suing them over it.
That game's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
that game.
Activision is suing Double Fine over Brutal Legend
because they let Brutal Legend go, and then EA picked it up, and then Activision is upset, so they're suing them
because they realized it was going to be good. So they were like, "That's not fair."
Pretty much. Well, yeah, but anyway,
there's
only one thing
left to do: start a rock revolution.
So basically, for me, the two big games of Sony's press conference were where they showed the new game from the Ico team, The Last Guardian, and a boy and his pet Chihuahua.
Awkward
Griffin,
silence.
Going through ruins. Yeah, and that game looks amazing. I know at the end of that game. That either I'm going to have to kill the Chihuahua Griffin, or the Chihuahua Griffin is going to go mad and eat me, and I'll cry like a baby, but that's okay. And they also show God of War 3, which is so brutal and so awesome. I just... That game's going to be amazing. Amazing. 100%,
it looks like it.
I'm sold.
You have any idea how excited I am for that one?
Oh, it's going to be so cool. Did you see the part where, like, he was fighting the Chimera, and he, like, ripped off the goat head's horn and just shoved it through his eye, and he was like, "Oh, Kratos!" And I'm like, yes!
What about where he was fighting the centaur, and he was stabbing him, and then he knocked him down, and then he basically disemboweled him?
He gutted him, and his guts came out. And then Kratos just kept going. Like... He was just jumping on dudes and just stabbing them in the throat, and I'm like,
and
yes.
he was using them like battering rams.
He had like lion boxing gloves that were like made lion roars, and you punched people with them. I mean, that's everything I want.
Fun.
It's just God of War just keeps
it's
getting
manly.
More awesome.
Yeah, so that's
each
that was
game.
God of War. I think that's okay. So. Press conference wise, like who would you rank, like first, second, third? Everyone go around. Don't give a lengthy explanation. Just say 1, 2, 3. Like I'll start.
Okay.
I will give Sony number 1, Nintendo number 2, Microsoft number 3.
I'm gonna
Dustin,
give.
What do you give?
I'm gonna give Microsoft number 1, Sony number 2, and Nintendo number 3.
That's interesting. What do you think, Rich?
I'm going to give Microsoft number 1, Sony number 2, and Nintendo number 3. I'm going to go with Dustin.
That's interesting. Joey, what do you think?
Well, since I don't have a PS3 and I didn't watch the conference, I would put Sony at the bottom, then Microsoft in the middle just because none of those games interest me, and I'll have to put Nintendo at the top because I love those types of games.
All right, take us home. Take us home, Rob.
What?
Randy.
Is that what?
My name's not Rob.
I thought it was.
Okay. Anyway.
Come on, Robbie.
Randy. It starts with the R. I get you.
Anyway. Sony number one, Microsoft number two, Nintendo number three.
Interesting.
Okay, alrighty.
Alright, so what other E3 announcements and news do we want to talk about?
Well, I mentioned the Monkey Island thing. That was cool.
Wait, when I...
Kojima is doing a Castlevania game.
Oh,
so do you think that Simon Belmont is going to be infiltrating Dracula's castle? At some point, he will say, "Vampires!" And then the sexy girl is going to say, "Vampires are blood-sucking devils from across that came to Earth to enslave humanity." And he's going to be like, "Humanity?"
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a 12.5-hour-long game that accomplishes absolutely nothing with cryptic and just straight-up backward storyline with more holes than a Swiss cheese slice. But that's just,
how about Mass Effect?
Before you can have zero, you gotta turn zero to one, because if zero turns to one, then one, the cycle repeats itself. Also, I am very disappointed with Hideo Kojima, because he did not talk at all about making Zone of the Enders 3, because Zone of the Enders 2 is by far his best game he has ever made.
Yeah.
Yep. What did you think of Mass Effect 2?
I didn't see much about it. I know that Shepard is back, and I'm thrilled. And I'm like, Mass Effect 2 is one that I really didn't look much about because I'm just gonna buy it. Like, yeah. Some of those games, like,
I still need to finish Mass Effect 1.
You should.
The gameplay reminded me of Gears of War, really.
Well, that'd be good. Like, that's kind of like why I didn't pay much attention to like Modern Warfare 2 and Mass Effect 2 and stuff, because those are games like I'm going to get. Like, it's not really, like, a question of I'm on the fence or this is new. It's, like, it's kind of the same for me as, like, Final Fantasy 13. Like, I wasn't excited to see that because it's just, like, yeah, I'm going to buy that when it comes out. It's not like they're going to show something I'm going to say no. Like, they're not going to show, like, Hannah Montana coming out and then it turns into Cooking Mama. Although I'd still buy it because that'd be a twist.
What if they had a Hannah Montana shooting spree?
No, like, if you played as Hannah Montana and Lightning... And, like, Lightning was trying to stop Hannah Montana from imprisoning the Techno Jews, or whatever those, like, glowy people are called. I'd be thumbs up.
So, is Mass Effect 2 more like a shooter than the original?
I think it is. Like, didn't they say it had, like, regenerating health, like, now, instead of using the meta gels?
Yeah. It kind of looked... It did look a lot like a shooter, because when they showed the demo... Because, you see, I'm getting all this information from X-Play, their online podcast thing. So I've been watching them all to catch up on the information. So I saw the Mass Effect 2 demo, and it was completely 100% like all shooter, and it seems interesting enough.
That's pretty cool, because
managing health packs is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I love the original, but I thought the gameplay was definitely not its strongest point.
Wait, who hears?
Apparently.
Oh,
what I hear is that you will have, like, you can import your save from Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2, and that drastically changes the beginning of the game, and that you will have to play...
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and you'll have to play Mass Effect 2 a certain way to be able to continue to Mass Effect 3. Like, apparently Mass Effect 2 is structured so that it can conclude in Mass Effect 2. Like, there's a way that you can basically finish the game in the story in Mass Effect 2. And I think that's kind of interesting.
That's definitely interesting. And then, like, Mass Effect 3 comes along and goes, oh, you didn't do this, so...
Or something. Or you...
Sequel never happened.
Yeah, or, like, you didn't mess up when the blah happened, or something like that could happen. And I think that is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or maybe, like, you could lose. Like, what if, like, it'd be like in Star Wars, if, like, Luke was fighting Darth Vader, and then Darth Vader, instead of cutting off Luke's hand, like, just killed him straight up. And then, like, yep, movie's done.
Yeah, I mean, it must be a really, really specific thing you have to do in order to get the story to end, I imagine.
But you know what's...
Yeah. Maybe you have to get, like,
Wait, but do you know what's a good thing about if he had killed Luke in that movie? We wouldn't have seen Ewoks.
Well, no, Ewoks would have still been there.
And there would have been an Endor Holocaust.
Less Ewoks, the better.
Ewoks. Okay, off topic for a second. Which is more annoying, Ewoks or Gungans?
Gungans. 100% Ewoks. Gungans.
Ewoks.
I'm holding out that in the Old Republic, I get to play as one of those Gungans that throw those energy spheres.
Oh, that'd be cool. I want to be a Jawa. That is my dream race for Star Wars, is that I can be a Jawa and ride around in my sandcrawler and say Untini and just harass moisture farmers, which are our peers. So, like they'll be trying to RP on their moisture farm, and I can just roll up in my sandcrawler and, like, steal their droids and, like, jury-rig them and be like, Untini! And then they have to buy them back, and then they explode. I'd be like, I'll be back tomorrow. And then my sandcrawler goes across the Dune Sea. That is my dream.
Then you get killed by Imperial soldiers, because apparently only Imperial stormtroopers are that accurate.
Which is saying something, because those Imperial troopers are not that accurate.
Which is weird, because
that could have been like why, like if it was Tusken Raiders, like they could have been like pinpoint accuracy and destroyed like just the drivetrain of the Sandcrawler. But since it's the Imperials, it was just like flailing. I mean, that could have been.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan knows.
Spray and pray.
Enough on the tangent. I think my game of the show was Splinter Cell Conviction, because that game I had no like interest, and then when I saw the demo, I was all on board. Anyone else have a game of the show?
I thought Dante's Inferno was interesting. Did you see the trailer for that?
Really? I saw the trailer and was not interested at all. Like, did they show gameplay of it?
No,
at all?
They just showed the trailer. I don't know. It kind of seemed like a clever idea. Like this guy, he has to fight these guys that he killed. Or I don't know. It's.
Did you? Is it at all like the book Dante's Inferno?
I didn't actually read Dante's Inferno.
The Divine Comedy.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, I think you should read the Divine Comedy, talking about Virgil. Dante and them going on a trip.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, it looks more
what
like
about
an act,
you?
Like more like a
God of War.
Yeah, sort of. It doesn't look.
What about you?
I'm gonna say God of War 3 is probably the one game of the show for me.
God of the War 3 would be my game of the show, like just off of quality. Like that's my number one, but I had to give it to Splinter Cell because Splinter Cell had a surprise factor. Like, I was not expecting that game to be as good. So what about you, Rob Bandy?
Oh.
What do you think? Rob Bandy. Rob Bandy, you there?
Let me think. I don't want to sound like a conformist when I say God of War 3, but I'm going to have to say God of War 3.
That's a good answer.
It was presented the best, in my opinion. It just looks amazing. Just the graphics, the visuals, the gameplay got me excited and everything. I've not been excited for a game to come out in a long, long time. And, you know, genuinely excited, I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't look like it.
Because, like, there are some games where I'll be like, hey, that looks like it's going to be cool. Can't wait for that to come out. And then there's me with God of War 3 where I'm like, that's it. I'm buying a PlayStation 3 and no one's going to stop me because I need to play God of War 3. That is it. I need a PS3 now.
I agree. Like God of War was a game. Like I have a PS3. It's a good. It's a good system.
Yeah.
It's getting.
I think if God of War 3 and Uncharted 2 might be the games that make me get a PlayStation 3 down the road. Definitely.
You should also get Ratchet and Clank, Joey.
Oh, Ratchet and Clank and Metal Gear 4.
Oh.
Yeah. Like play if PS3 is getting games. It's. I'm glad.
Yeah, I actually made a mistake that like I didn't realize we were talking about like our absolute favorite game. If because I just thought the Dante's Inferno thing was interesting. I wouldn't say it's my favorite. Sorry.
I was wondering about that.
I kind of misinterpreted that. So my bad. It's
interesting choice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So if I were to my the game of the show for me would definitely be the Old Republic thing because I've always been a huge fan of Star Wars. And it's just like the whole idea of being in a huge Sith Jedi fight. If they stay true to what they were going to do, that would definitely be the game that would make me want to get it.
if that game lets me load up a spaceship full of Sith, crash into the Jedi Temple, and then invade it, I'm that's all I need.
That is, it'll be awesome.
All right, Joey, take us home. What was your take us home?
Well, I think I'll have to go with my biggest surprise is my game of the show. It'll be Metroid, Another M. Though I hate the name. I hope it's a code name.
Because did you know that playing... Other M is mother if you put the M in front?
when I was playing Metroid Prime 3, I was thinking, the Metroid universe has a lot of potential to actually have, a story, and it seems like this new Metroid game is the story is going to be a big part of it, and I think it's just exciting to see a new Metroid game. Old school Metroid game.
Is it going to be a side scroller?
New school. It looks like Ninja Gaiden.
Well, it's a side scroller, isn't it?
No, it's like Ninja Gaiden. It's like
some first person and some third person going on.
Joey, you have a 360, right?
Yep.
Download Ninja Gaiden Black. I think is from their Xbox Live originals, for the Xbox One, and play it. That's what Metroid Other M is going to be. You need to experience it. It's good.
Joey's never been a big fan of hard games.
If the game's hard, I go, I'm not playing you
It's
anymore.
Ridiculously hard. It's like one of the hardest games I've ever played.
Next to Casey's game, maybe.
All right.
What
about your biggest disappointments,
V3?
That's a tough one. Oh, I'll go because I've thought about this question. My biggest disappointments were Kojima not talking about Kojima that he didn't talk much about. He really didn't announce at all Zone of the Enders 3, which I really wanted. I was kind of disappointed with Modern Warfare 2 because it looks like it's just more Modern Warfare. It doesn't look like they're going to take another quantum leap with that game. Natal looks kind of gimmicky. I would like to see a real game to use some of that stuff. And overall, my most disappointing and most confusing thing was that Nintendo announced in Japan that they're making a remake of Pokemon Gold and Silver for the DS, and they didn't talk about that at all during their press conference. They could have just mentioned it. And it confuses me why they wouldn't just say, hey, dudes, we're actually making this game, when they've talked about it in Japan.
Because they're jerks?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't make... I'm not going to get into that rant here. Does anyone else have a biggest disappointment?
I was kind of disappointed that Square Enix had a press conference and it was only about Final Fantasy 14.
Because they're so damn excited about it, because Final Fantasy 11 did so darn well.
Apparently it's profitable. They made expansions for it.
Tech support for Final Fantasy 11 is going to go down the drain.
Oh, that game's done. Now. Final Fantasy 11's dead to Square. You can tell it. What about you, Rich? What's your biggest downer of E3?
I would say my biggest disappointment would be the new Super Mario Brothers thing. That whole... I don't know. It just doesn't seem good. And
I agree with you.
Yeah, there's just...
I agree.
The whole four-player thing. That game is not made for four players. It was made for two.
You know what that game seemed like to me? The new Super Mario Brothers Wii? That seemed like a multiplayer mode of a real Mario game. It seemed like they were making, you know how in some of the, when they released, I forgot the Zelda. Super Nintendo Zelda, the first four swords was like link cables and stuff.
Yeah.
It seems like the Super Mario Brothers Wii was what that was supposed to be, but they just made that its own game.
It doesn't seem like I wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't buy it unless you have four people that you know can play that game.
Yeah, it just seems.
What about
too
Rob Andy? Rob Andy, what didn't you like?
I ranted about it for about 20 minutes, so I don't think I should really say anything at this point, because everyone probably already knows what I'm going to say. So
the Wii?
I'll say it anyways.
Just the all of Nintendo. That's it. That's all I can say.
That's all cool. Right. I can understand. All right, Joey, take us home on disappointment.
I was disappointed that there was no Metal Gear 4 360 announcement, which I don't know if I have the right to be disappointed since they never really promised anything about that, but I just thought it would have been a given.
Yeah,
I was disappointed.
No,
go ahead.
No, you go. I was just going to say that you would think they would, because if they're already announcing they're making Metal Gear games for 360, that they would just port over MGS4 for the 360. You would think that Konami would do that just for more money.
Maybe it's really not technically possible. If it's what they claim, I don't know. I was disappointed that we didn't hear anything about Pikmin 3.
Oh, they're making another one?
That's what Miyamoto mentioned last year's at last year's E3. But you would think that they would have something to show, but I guess not. I guess I wasn't really disappointed with Nintendo this year, because last year was just so bad that like anything. They had the new Legend of Zelda announcement at Miyamoto's roundtable.
Oh really? What's it called? Do you know what it is?
Yeah. No, it's like a sequel to Twilight Princess from the looks of it. They just announced that they're working on it. Here's some art, and you should pay attention to some stuff in a Wii Sports Resort, because they're probably going to use some like archery.
Okay,
and
that
stuff
is awesome.
That's
basically they just said, that they're rethinking Zelda. Like they like kind of like how Metroid Other M is kind of like a new way to do Metroid. They kind of want a new way to do Zelda, which after Twilight Princess, I think they need something else that's not just Ocarina of Time reskinned.
Is Midna coming back?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but we'll see. Okay, we're almost at an hour here. I don't know if we're going to talk about Pixar in the next segment. Might do that for the next episode. But I want to thank Richard for being here from the Plug In Podcast.
Thanks.
Do you have a website you want to plug?
Right now we do not have a website, although we do have a Facebook page. It's Plug apostrophe in, big N, so it's PLUG apostrophe N. Podcast, and that's
right.
That's on Facebook right now. The feed that allows it to be on iTunes is kind of being wacky, so right now we officially don't have a podcast on iTunes right now, so I gotta get that fixed. Yeah, I hate technology.
All right, hopefully you can make it for our Pixar podcast, because that's the one that like you said you can be on.
Yeah,
but this one kind of got in the way. And thanks to Dustin, Randy, and Raelith for being here, too. And Dustin, I apologize at the beginning of the show when I made fun of your ability to talk.
Well, you shouldn't. I mean, I acknowledge that I have trouble describing things sometimes.
I understood what a visual novel is, Dustin. I know what it is.
It's a good game. It's basically reading a novel with music
and backgrounds,
visual backgrounds. Basically, that's it.
All right, but it's such a disappointment. Oh, I was gonna close it.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all later when we do Pixar.
Right, see y'all.
Bye,
see y'all
internet.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'll be hiding behind the bushes with a potato gun. That's what I'll be doing.
Bye, internet.
Bye, internet.
Have fun surfing the YouTube.
Yeah.
Are we done?